The commission has hit the 40-year mark this year, 2013. What does it say for the commission, for the employees, for just in general, of being around for 40 years?
Well, first of all, you know, it's just been a pleasure to be here for that 40th anniversary. I've been here for 10 years, so about a quarter of that time. And it's really been a great experience and a great team to be a part of, both with the staff and the board. You know, I think the first thing it says is that our services are still needed. There's definitely a niche that we fill in the region, both with our local governments, with businesses, with other entities that we partner with. And I think that that's a good thing. And, you know, statewide, we see a lot of other organizations like ours. There's besides us, there's 16 other regional planning organizations in Iowa. And they're all around, you know, the 40-year anniversaries. And so, you know, I think both with Southeast Iowa and in the state of Iowa, you can say that, you know, our niche is still there. We're still relevant, and we have to look into the future and be responsive, and also have a lot of communication with our members and our partners on how we, you know, continue to serve them and be relevant. And that's, you know, the service is really the key aspect of our organization, and what we deliver to the region is always in terms of service as we think about it.
Has the mission changed as you've looked back in your role as director from 40 years ago to today? Has the mission of the commission changed, or is it still stayed steady?
You know, I think in a lot of ways it stayed steady. You know, the core values of the regional collaboration, the regional resources have remained static. If you look back at some of the historical documents, you know, nationwide in the mid-70s, there was really a scramble to repair dilapidated infrastructure, original sewers back to the 1800s and water systems, you know, roads and down the line really needed some serious investment. And so the federal government through HUD started to release community development block grants, which are still around. And so the genesis of a lot of our regional organizations were to help the smaller towns secure these resources. You know, some of the larger towns were either entitlement communities, which receive an automatic allocation of those grant funds, or maybe, you know, a little bit larger communities who could afford their own staff. So you really go back to our foundations, and it's providing, you know, those services to communities and to entities that can't do it by themselves. So I think that, you know, a lot of our core values have remained constant, but you know, you look at how our environment has changed as far as our industry and what we do. There's a lot more program management now. There's a lot more programmatic duties that we have. We manage 7 revolving loan funds in the region. We do public transit. You know, we allocate you know, between $2 and $2.5 million a year of federal transportation funds, and so. You know, as an organization, we've changed in response to, you know, changing conditions. But I think those core values of regional collaboration, you know, providing regional staff more, you know, more efficiently than individual entities could, you know, those have remained the same.
Is it easier now, or even let's say 10 years ago when you began, to help communities, to work with the federal government through all the different paperwork and everything? Is it an easier process today, or is it has it gotten harder over the years?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I definitely have a different perspective now as a director of the agency versus 10 years ago when I was a planner. You just deal with different you know, with different things in those different roles, and I think generally there's been you know, a push for more regulations. Those regulations have been around for a long time. I think the application of those have changed somewhat, but you know, it's difficult to really put your thumb on, you know, what's changed and what's changed the same or what's stayed the same. And you know, I think moving forward, it's a matter of you know, going back to our core principles of good planning, good project preparation, and then good execution to try to meet all those rules.
Has there been a project from your perspective, or even maybe before your time, that you've looked back and seen and said, wow, the fact that we did this is something we can really hang our hat on? Is there something that stands out for you?
Well, Jason, I'm going to bring up two from my perspective. The first one is the Fort Madison Depot. And that started when, you know, that was back in 2004. And the state of Iowa had some federal money that they had reserved for other Amtrak stations. They weren't using it. We coordinated with Fort Madison to go to the state and said, we'd like to use that money. And so we really used that as a catalyst for that $3.5 million project. Working with the city was just great. Steve Ireland, of course, was right in the middle of quite a bit of that. And, you know, we went through a period of time where we secured a lot of grant funds. We worked through some very difficult processes with the Federal Rail Administration, with Amtrak. And now the light is definitely at the end of the tunnel and getting closer. And that that project was just a great combination of good vision, perseverance, and great collaboration. So being a part of that process was very illustrative of what the Planning Commission is here to do. Second project is the Flint River Trail. Ironically, I talk about these as successes, but they've both taken longer than initially thought. But that's another example of good vision, good perseverance, and great community participation. We've had some great people on the Trail Advisory Committee that advises the supervisors on, you know, what to do with the trail, what are the trail rules going to be, you know, what vision, you know, the public had. And we had a big change early on where the trail committee and the public wanted to see this as an off-road trail. And that was a big change in direction that, from a trail that was originally envisioned as an on-road. And so now we've had a ribbon cutting recently with 7 miles of off-road trail. And, you know, that's another great example of good vision, great perseverance, and good collaboration. So happy to be a part of both of those, and hopefully there will be more projects like that we can work on in the future.
Probably the final thing. As you look 5, 10, 15 years from now, we're celebrating the 40th year for the Regional Planning Commission. What's the next 5, 10, 15 years hold for Southeast Iowa Regional Planning?
Well, I think that as we look into the future, we need to understand what our core values are. To me, those are great communication, great relationships, putting out quality services that are reliable. And looking into the future, we really need to strengthen our existing partnerships and gain new partnerships as we deal with a lot of different external forces, like declining public revenues. A lot of our grant sources are down, you know, almost 50%, but the needs are higher than ever. So how do we meet those needs? And so for us, that means going out, looking at more partnerships, both with public and private entities, blending funding sources. And so, you know, I think we're just going to see a lot more diverse organization, both in terms of its internal structure and how it works with external partners. And so I think in 15 years, you're still going to see us doing a lot of the same things, but maybe in a slightly different way.